Hello and welcome to this week's Wikipedia Wanderers with the wickedly talented David Nichols. Hello.
Hello, is that becoming a thing?
Yeah, yeah. Now? Well, because it's one of my favourite intros, because if you haven't seen it, it's John Travolta introducing Idina Menzel at the Oscars, and he messes up the name so emphatically, because I think the retrospective explanation was it was spelt phonetically, but he didn't realise that, and so he tries it, he's like, Adele Dazeem.
I've not seen that, I'll have
oh,
to look
check
at it,
out.
I have to
it's
find
so good.
It.
But it works, Wikipedia, wickedly talented, yeah. It's, yeah. And it's come to light in my head, actually, because I have recently started watching Taskmaster New Zealand, and one of the intros they use is wickedly talented, and it makes me chuckle every time thinking about John Travolta.
Where are you watching Taskmaster New Zealand?
It is in my lounge.
Yeah, thank you. What, YouTube, Dave?
No, but Dave has it, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Or Channel yeah. 4, maybe Channel
or
4.
Or Channel 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, Channel 4
yeah
now,
it's nice. So. Yeah, I do like a Kiwi accent. It's I'm a sense of yeah. humour. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Do you know many Kiwi comedians? Because that's what it's...
Not... I don't know... I didn't know any of the five. I've seen the first series. Didn't know any of the five on there. But I know some. Like Rose Matafeo has been...
yeah.
And then the Flight of the Conchords boys.
Okay.
So you might batch Taika Waititi with that, because obviously comedic director. But yeah.
Okay, nice. Football.
Football, right. This one is very specific to you. So Dave doesn't actually know. Typically, we discuss in the week what the topic is. Dave would do zero prep anyway, and so he finds himself in exactly the same situation. But at least be aware of it. This one actually has come to prominence from seeing an outfit someone was wearing on a TV show, and it had surnames, four surnames on their T-shirt. I was like, what's that? And I realised that it was... The person's name's Susan, and they're all different famous Susans. So it had
right.
like Sarandon and Quattro. And I was like, oh, that's fun. And I was like, oh, okay, good thing about that as, you know, buying that as a gift. And I was like, hold on, we could change this into a topic for this week. And David's. And I was like, I can get David to name his 11 of famous Davids to be in a football team.
Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah.
Your challenge is an formation to be discussed between us, but I'm thinking 4-4-2, and everyone has got to either be David, Dave, David, or maybe if you're really brave,
yeah.
you can find a David somewhere else
okay.
in their name. But I want
is
you
it,
to...
Yeah, is it question clarification already,
okay,
straight
yeah,
away?
Yeah.
Is David have to be in the first name?
No.
Or can I have, like, for example, Jonathan David?
You could have Jonathan David if you so desire, yeah.
Excellent, okay. Yeah.
So, and then right. we'll see how long that takes you. We might think of a secondary team to play against with another name, but I want you starting 11, honourable mentions, maybe a manager, if there's a team we can think of that has David in there, but straight off the bat, goalkeeper.
David Seaman.
David Seaman's your first one, okay.
Straight off the bat, it's the first one that came to my head.
Yeah,
yeah, David
okay.
Seaman. I had two, and I'm saving the other one because he might go up front. So,
honestly, I had assumed you'd gone with former Manchester United, now free agent,
David De Gea. Yeah,
David De Gea.
But as soon as you set the task for me, I was David Seaman popped into my head, and I think, you know, what a goalkeeper.
Favorite memory of Seaman?
Oh,
into a tissue.
I mean. That was good, Josh. That was good. I appreciate that one. right. Favourite memory of David Seaman. It's not really a memory. It's more of like an outfit that I remember him wearing.
An outfit?
Euro 96, that bright red goalkeeper shirt.
Yeah.
And he had the yellow one as well, I think.
Yeah. Red was the one he saved against Spain, wasn't it? Was that his penalty?
It was, yeah. Red was the one he wore against in the penalty shot in Spain. Yellow, I think, was worn in most of the other games that year.
Yeah,
it was like yellow in the same design. I think a really good memory is obviously the save against Sheffield United.
The claw.
In the FA Cup. The claw. Yeah, the claw. So I think that was worst memory, getting lobbed by Ronaldinho.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. And also, was he the goalkeeper in goal when, I can't remember, Macedonia, corner?
Oh, yeah, I think he was.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously Naeem lobbed him. Yeah, he had a little bit of a lobbing.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit of trouble judging the flight of a long ball. Yeah.
But you've gone David Seaman. Okay, so David Seaman obviously played most famously for Arsenal. What else you got?
Man City.
He did go on to play for Man City, for a season afterwards,
But, Is that it?
No, he must have started before somewhere. Arsenal. Yeah, he'd racked up 300 appearances before Arsenal. So you won't get these, though. So we had youth career Leeds, Peterborough United, Birmingham City, QPR, and then 405 appearances for Arsenal, 19 for Man City, 75 for England. No goals, pathetic.
Well, I'll let him off. Okay. I'll let him off.
So we start off with David Seaman. Not bad. Right back.
There's got to be an obvious one somewhere, but I'm actually really struggling for both fullbacks with a David or a David or...
I've got both, I think.
Have you? Okay, so they do exist.
Yep.
They do exist. Okay. Because when you said formation, my original plan was to be like, can I play a 3-5-2? Because I think it'll be easier for names.
You could out of position someone. You can give it a go if you want to.
Is it an obvious David that I'm missing at right back?
One goal scoring, probably left centre back, left side, but left footed. So I can probably put him there. Played in Premier League.
Right.
The other also played in Premier League, but never really did that well. I think played at Newcastle and went back to Italy. I think. Well, I got a feeling he played for United, but I must be mixing up my Italian fullbacks.
I can't think if we've had.
Who's your Italian fullback who kind of went back to Inter Milan or is still at Inter Milan? Maybe.
What, Darmian?
Matteo Darmian, yeah. So it's not Matteo, yeah. So this one, where his career went Inter, Cesena on loan, Newcastle United, Inter, Roma.
Oh, Santon. David Santon.
David Santon, yeah.
Yeah, David Santon. Yeah, I used to really rate David Santon.
So much you'd put him in your David 11?
I'd put him in my David 11. He's there at a default at the moment because I can't think of any other fullbacks. So we'll have David Santon in there. Okay. I was very hyped when Newcastle signed him. I was excited, but it didn't work out. No, didn't work out. Blonde hair, I want to say. Yeah, quite tall and blonde hair.
Tall, not that blonde, but he's 6'2", so very tall for a fullback, actually.
Yeah, very tall for a fullback. Okay, so he could play either fullback position.
Definitely, you've got it. You've now got it very easy. Now you can just choose whichever fullback you want.
Is Jonathan David counted as a left back?
We're already at that stage, aren't we?
Or am I pushing? Am I pushing my luck there?
You're pushing your luck there.
Okay. I mean, I've got to be able to think of. There's got to be an English player with the name David or Dave who's played at right back.
Yeah, I mean, I chose the name, one, because it's yours, but also because it is probably in our generation
in
watching,
era,
it's the most popular English men's name.
Yeah. I know. But when the pressure's on, it's really hard.
Until.
Right, centre-back. We're going across the back four. So Santon's going to go on one of the full-back positions.
Yeah.
Right centre-back.
Yeah.
King of the Champions League final. Purely because he held the trophy. David May,
okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Underrated, I thought.
Ooh, like, yeah, you reckon?
I mean, well, he wasn't brilliant, but...
That rating's already coming down.
Yeah, probably rated fairly. Yeah probably rated fairly.
Did he go and play with much of anyone else?
Blackburn, we sold him. We sold him and Henning Bird to Blackburn, and then they played together at Henning Bird. So we sold David May to Blackburn. And then, like, next year?
No,
year
he bought
after?
Him from Blackburn.
And we bought him from Blackburn?
Yeah, loaned him to Huddersfield the season after the treble. He makes one appearance for Huddersfield Town. Burnley, then Bacup Borough. He's a northern boy. He didn't want to head down south at all.
No, okay. Right, so we're going, David. It's not an outstanding 11 so far.
No,
David
I'd
Seaman,
say
David Santon and David May.
I'd say at the moment David Santon feels a bit out of place.
I think it's going to be a attack heavy David. I think the attack is going to very much outweigh the defence.
Okay.
I think, because I've got lots of midfielders and attackers that I think I'm going to pick from.
Okay.
So I need a centre back. Oh,
is it
Sideshow Bob, David Luiz.
David Luiz, okay.
David
Luiz,
unreliability
in there. Oh, yeah, flair, that's it.
Yeah, unreliability. Now I'm going with flair. Yeah. Right, we go in David Santon right back. Next to him is David May.
Yeah.
His partner is David Luiz.
Yeah.
And then left back, Now, I can't remember if his name was David or Daniel, but he played for Everton. I'm going to go Unsworth.
David Unsworth.
David Unsworth.
That's who I thought, yeah.
He can slot in at left back, and then I'm going to be like, is there any other Davids that play left back?
Oh, well, you can just keep that, you know, kind of refreshing every 30 seconds while you're talking about the others.
Yeah, he's in, but I'm like, I'm trying to think, there's got to be someone. I've got to have a better centre-back.
There is. Do you want me to give you a better left place for Real Madrid?
Yeah, give me an option. Oh,
currently.
Oh, David Alaba.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll have David Alaba instead of... Sure, in fact, can I put him at centre-back?
Instead of David May?
Instead of David May. Okay. I'll have David Alaba and David Luiz at centre-back.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we'll stick with Unsworth at left-back. At the moment,
and so they get, I mean, you've got three defenders there vying for the set piece routine, which is quite
that's fine.
Which is, I mean, it's a nice problem to have.
It is, yeah, it is. So, all right, so we're stepping into midfield. What are we? Am I going for? What are we going for?
Four, it's up to you. You got your back four now. You can go for a 5-3. Probably not two.
I'm tempted to go for a 5 because I think there's really good midfielders to pick from here.
Kind of wingers though, so 4-5-1.
Yeah, 4-5-1.
We all know who that striker is.
David Nicholls.
No.
Given that I'm going one up front, it's probably not going to be David James, but he will get an honorary mention on the bench.
Oh, I assumed it was Jonathan David since I mentioned him four times.
Jonathan David. Wait.
Is he an out and out? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Right midfield.
Yeah.
Golden balls. David Beckham.
Yeah, it's a good one to have. Just quickly, in this day and age, where would David Beckham's position be?
Now, the TIFO did a video on this, didn't
they? I haven't seen
it. Yeah, and I haven't seen it yet either. It's on my watch list to come up and watch. I would say he'd probably be a holding midfielder.
Inverted
playmaker.
Fullback.
Or like everyone, yeah, being inverted fullback. Yeah. So, yeah, probably a... some sort of playmaker in the middle. I think you could put him in there because there's everyone plays three in midfield now, don't they? So he could definitely be in there as the ball player. So, okay. Not on the right wing.
Not on the right wing. So you've got David Santon overlapping David Beckham.
Yeah.
Just quickly, on David Santon's Wikipedia page, who played as left wing back, he's almost explicitly known now, but his position on the top right summary is fullback.
Oh.
There you go.
Left wing, we're going David Ginola with De Gea.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. The ladies are interested in these wings, aren't they?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I told you the team at the back this is a flair team. Now that I've got rid of David May.
Hello. Yeah, it's David Unsworth. Do you include me in that?
He's the sensible one, right?
Yeah.
Him and Seaman. They're the ones, you know, are having a pint of ale.
Yeah.
All the others are getting smashed
just
on cocktails.
Tutting at the others.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, David Ginola. God. Newcastle, Spurs, PSG.
Aston Villa, Everton.
Aston Villa, Everton?
I don't remember that.
I've ignored that stint.
What's their sponsor, which had the two bits? What was it?
The two bits.
It had a kind of blue and white. It was kind of like... what's the chest? Oh, I'm going to have to. David Ginola. It's not probably going to be the same kit. David Ginola, Everton. Yes, 1-1.
Shout out for David Bentley as a backup right winger.
Yeah.
What a lovely cross on him. Was it the interview there? Harry Redknapp was giving an interview and he crosses a ball onto the back of Harry Redknapp's head. And Redknapp says something like, if he could cross it that well every day, I'd be picking him.
Really? I don't recall that. Something I thought you were like going to mention that he dumped the water over him after Man City win to get Spurs in the top four.
No. Yeah. We'll start with the attacking midfielder of a 5.
Yeah.
I'm unsure if I'm playing 2 holding or 2 attacking, more attack-minded. But David Silva's got to be in there. One of my favourite players in the Premier League ever. Absolute class, David Silva. Really, really good. It's very Premier League heavy, this team.
Yeah, so far only one hasn't played in the Premier League.
And that's David Alaba, and you gave me him.
Yeah.
So, David Silva. I imagine he's your sort of player, David Silva.
Oh, he very much is. Yeah, big fan.
Were you a fan of? I know Cazorla played for Arsenal, but were you a fan of Cazorla?
Yeah, absolutely. I just love that kind of that technical ability. That kind of two-footedness and just it was very good.
Yeah, nice. Now the other, I've got probably the most famous or infamous Rabona attempt ever.
Oh, that's a good shout. Yeah.
Could go in. David Dunn could go in there. I'm desperately trying to think away from Premier League, but it's too, I might as well stick with what I know. I mean, David Platt would be another good shout in there. Very good player in his day. Got to be like holding, sort of a holding player.
I've got one for you.
If you say David Batty, I'm going to be well.
No, this is good. This is a good one.
Okay. Oh, Edgar Davids. Yeah. Edgar Davids. He's definitely sitting in there holding midfield. We'll give him the number one shirt like he wore at Barnet when he was player manager. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he wore the number one shirt as an outfielder for player manager at Barnet. So.
Oh, that's not good, Edgar.
No.
So what are you wanting from your midfielder now?
So I've got Beckham, Ginola on the wings. I've got Edgar Davids.
You
don't want to
play Beckham on the wing, though. Are you not playing Beckham? You've got space for a winger, really. If you want Davids, Beckham, Silva in central areas, you've got a right winger spot if you want it.
Yeah, but who's there? Who have we got on right wing? David Bellion.
Do you remember he was always quick in football games. David Suazo, the Honduran Inter Milan. No.
Oh yeah, maybe
you could obviously bring David Bentley into the side.
I could. I think I'm sticking with David Beckham on right midfield. Yeah, I think we'll have David Beckham sort of right midfield, and then David Silva will be the one sort of given an attacking option in front of him. And then we're going to go Edgar Davids holding, David Ginola on the left. Definitely not picking David Batty. David Dunn isn't good enough to make this team.
No, probably not.
It might be Platty. Might be David Platt sitting in there.
Well, he's a bit more attacking, though.
That's fine. It's an attacking team. I mean, it's got David Luiz at centre-back. We're obviously attacking. There's got to be another, non-attacking David.
You could bring another centre-back and do Callum Davenport.
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay. No. Davis and Sanchez.
Yeah, you don't want that either.
I mean, I don't want him. Yeah. No. But it's just... I've got to think here. Midfielders. Have you got a list of all the Davids in front of you?
I've got different methods I search for it. You've got the former Ajax and now Benfica winger David Neres.
Yeah, not a bad shout. Not my era, though, is it? No. I'm going retro.
You've got former Valencia, I think maybe captain and holding midfielder, David Albeda.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
I mean, I would balance that side really nicely. Tom Davies?
Absolutely not.
David Pizarro, who had a loan spell at Man City.
Oh, David Pizarro. I think we're going 4-4-2. We're going 4-4-2.
Do you know what? That's not the worst shout.
We're going Beckham on the right. Because I've just thought of a striker that I really want to play up front. We've got Beckham on the right, Davids and Silva in the middle, Ginola on the left. That's a good four. That's a good midfield. That's balanced as well, I would say. Because Ginola pushes up and then Beckham tucks in to make a three.
I would say, Silva playing at centre mid doesn't really equal balance.
What, with Edgar Davids? Prime Edgar Davids there?
He's got to work it out, I'd say. You've kind of...
Yeah, but David Luiz steps up as a libero.
I'd say you'd be a nice diamond if you had Beckham right side, David's left side, Ginola top, and Silva top, and Ginola has to come out in someone defensive mid. You'd have a really nice diamond there, but...
Well, so what you're saying is you'd want me to replace Ginola with David Batty.
That would have more balance.
Yeah, but then you're getting rid of Ginola, and he's bringing in the lady fans, isn't he?
And the L'Oreal fans. Go all right, Mr. PC. The lady fans.
The female fans.
Yes.
And he's got the hair, and he's got the L'Oreal contract.
There's big hair in this, actually. So we've got Ginola hair, early David Silva David hair, David's hair, Beckham hair, Louise hair, Seaman hair, Alaba, Santon.
Yeah.
So no,
I'm going the diamond, but I'm going my diamond. I'm going David's at the base, Ginola on the left, Beckham on the right, David Silva in behind a strike partnership.
Wow. Go for it.
Of David Villa.
David Villa, okay.
Drifting a little bit wide occasionally. Yeah. I don't think I can pick David James.
No, it was definitely better.
Yeah, I mean, well, Jonathan David is obviously...
No, it's better than that. I desperately need a wee.
It's in. Jonathan David is a better striker than David James. It's put me right off.
Concentrate, Dave, concentrate.
So I need a striker.
Yeah, and David Villa, excellent, but there is... it feels like a really good foil for him. Golden boot, golden goal scorer.
David Trezeguet.
Trezeguet.
Oh, that would be a wonderful strike partnership, Trezeguet and Villa.
I feel like you did call it saying defence was, we were struggling and attack-wise it's better. Yeah, so...
I've gone through it and I still can't think of a better defence than that in my head of David's.
I think if you were to... Yeah, it's a fullbacks. Is there a dearth of fullbacks in labelled...
I'll Google it now.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. David, fullbacks.
Ben Davies?
Ben Davies is not bad. A lot of websites coming up saying David Alaba at fullback because it's where he started.
Have you got another centre-back you can...
David May then comes back in.
Callum Davenport.
I feel like there's got to be a flamboyant centre-back.
David Wheater? Fits that
David Wheater? Was that his name?
David Wheater, yeah. Played for Bolton and Middlesbrough, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, I remember David Wheater. I just didn't think his name was David. I thought it was like Alan, you know, something strong, not David. Oh, David's a strong name.
I was about to say, you've done yourself a disservice there, Dave.
Well, David Calabria, I found a couple of Italians. David Calabria for AC Milan, 49 appearances at right back. But that doesn't help me because I've got David Santon at right back.
I'd say it's... Yeah. But, you know, Unsworth, one of the top goal-scoring... defenders, you know, we're talking quickly around, you know, where, what set pieces and put people on. You'd David Semay,
David Raya in goal.
David Raya in goal, yeah.
Yeah, in 2021, David Astori.
I think I've got a new one for you, Dave.
Juventus. Oh, go on.
Dave Chaloner.
Massive throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah.
100% he's in.
Where's he playing?
Oh, he's right back, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was, I think.
I think he was a right back.
But David Santon can play left back.
And then David Alaba can go back into centre back alongside David Luiz. Sorted. Nailed it.
But Alaba left back.
No, Alaba centre back with David Luiz.
Yep.
Santon left back.
Left back.
Chaloner right back. Seaman in goal.
Yep.
Beckham on the right. Yep. Silva in the middle with Edgar Davids. Ginola on the left. And David Villa and David Trezeguet up front.
And who is...
We're relying on goals.
Yeah, who is managing this side?
Honestly, I'm trying to think of someone else other than David Moyes.
Dave Jones.
Edgar Davids, player manager.
No.
Can't have that. Not allowed that.
Can't have that. David...
Pleat?
that's worse, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like there's got to be a Brazilian manager called David. David something.
David O'Leary?
David O'Leary's not a bad shot. If I'm taking Pico Leary from Leeds this time. David Dunn has been appointed manager of Barrow in 2020. So I could have David Dunn.
Wagner. David Wagner now at Norwich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll go Wagner for now. We'll go Wagner.
Or Dave Bassett.
Like no. We'll go Wagner. Bit of pedigree. He'll want to prove himself.
Bit of pedigree, okay.
Well, he's managed in the Premier League. It's more than what Edgar Davids has done.
You turned up your nose over David Moyes.
Yeah, but I don't want crosses going in the box when I've got Villa and Trezeguet.
Yeah, I've got Beckham and Ginola, so...
Oh, that's true. That is true.
And what use is Dave Chaloner going to be? Those long loopers in.
Yeah.
Trezeguet's got reasonable height.
He has got reasonable height, yeah. He has got reasonable height.
Okay, I mean, so captaining this side?
Got to be Beckham.
Has it?
Or maybe Seaman?
I'd prefer it to be Beckham if that was the other two. Alaba's captained Austria, pretty sure.
Austria, yeah.
Luiz's captain before.
I'm not having David Luiz as my captain, Jesus Christ.
Edgar Davids obviously would have done.
Yeah. Beckham. Beckham. Yeah, yeah. Very good. Very well. he's a well-mannered man. He was a good captain for England. Yeah. Like, yeah, David Beckham.
Have you watched any of the documentary?
I have. I watched it all. Really enjoyed it.
I'm halfway through. Yeah. It's very enjoyable. He's got a very good mentality.
He has got a very good mentality. So, and my niece, who is a very good footballer, watched the documentary and has now changed her outlook to be like, I need to be more like David Beckham with his mentality and training and not going out and things like that.
Oh, so, nice. Positively influencing.
Exactly. I think you'll see her in the Women's Premier League.
Oh, really?
I think she's really good. Like, she scores hat-tricks like every week for her team.
Oh, amazing.
So, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Best of luck. Right, so we have 11 players. We have a manager. Who's the best player on the side, are you saying? Out of that? Who's your star man?
Oh, there's a lot of them.
At their peak, who was the star man there?
At their peak, I mean, David Villa was very good. David Silva was very good. Edgar Davids was immense at his peak. Trezeguet won the World Cup. Beckham.
Villa won the World Cup. Trezeguet was at Euros or World Cup? Gianluca. Silva would have won the World Cup in Euros. Davids wouldn't know he's Dutch. Beckham, obviously, Champions League to his name.
Yeah.
Alaba, Champions League to his
Champions
name.
Champions League, Madrid.
Seaman.
Premier Leagues.
Dave Challoner. Long David throw
Santon.
Award.
David Santon must have won Serie A with Inter.
You reckon?
I'm gambling with that. David Challoner could be the only person that hasn't won something in this 11 of note.
Yeah, he won the Champions League.
What, Challoner?
Santon.
Oh, Santon, yeah.
Inter Milan 2, Bayern Munich 0, so the Diego Milito.
Ah,
he nice. Did not play, but was in the squad, must have been like the overall squad. So Dave Challoner then, currently manager of Stockport.
Nice, player manager.
As a player, he was a runner-up in the League Cup and won the Northern Premier League Division 1 playoffs. Yeah.
He might need replacing. Because...
Oh, what? It's throws alone, Dave. It's just a weapon. It's so unheard of in such a otherwise excellent side.
I know, but we've got Premier League winner in goal.
Great.
I've got Champions League winner at centre-back in David Luiz. Champions League winner... Did David Luiz win the Champions League? Yeah, he did, didn't he, with Chelsea? Champions League winner with Alaba at centre-back. Champions League winner with Santon. Champions League winner with Beckham. Champions League winner with Davids.
Ooh, I'm not sure about that one.
Juventus?
I'll check for you.
Yeah, you do the check-in. Ginola, PSG, Ligue 1.
I don't think so. I think he's going to have a really poor honours list overall.
Oh, crap.
No. Yes, Champions League 94-95. Ajax, actually, Edgar Davids.
Oh, Ajax. Oh, he was one of that team. Yeah, okay. So, Ginola won... Yeah, Division 1, PSG, 1993. And the Coupe de France, 93 and 95. And the Coupe de Ligue, 94-95. Football League Cup with Spurs.
Absolutely. Worthington Cup at the time. Thank you.
He won the big one, Josh, with Aston Villa.
Yeah, the Intertoto. Yeah, it doesn't get bigger.
The Intertoto. So he's won something as well. And he got the PFA Player of the Year award, which is nice. So we got that. And then, yeah, Trezeguet won the Euros. David Villa won the World Cup and Champions League.
Yeah. Pretty good time
so
for
Davids. Other than Challoner. Yeah.
Apart from you, you've won nothing, Dave. If you've been knocking Dave Chandler's long throw awards, what you got?
Yeah.
50-metre badge?
Yeah.
Yeah?
50-metre badge, I'll take it. I can tie knots, according to the scouts.
Can you? Nice.
Well, I've forgotten all that knowledge. Yeah. I've won leagues and cups in Singapore and in Bristol. As a footballer.
Equivalent to the Champions League or slightly less than Champions League, I'm
probably just a bit less. Just a little bit less, yeah. I think. A little bit down. Yeah, just a little bit down. Now, the interesting question would be, who would I replace in that team? I mean, manager, obviously, so then I don't have to be on the pitch.
Yeah.
But if I had to place someone on the pitch, who are you taking out to fit me in?
Challoner.
You're taking out Challoner? Just one long throw for another?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay, all right, the rest of the team can carry me at right back.
He's a kind of a proxy for you, Dave Challoner. He's going to put the professional version of yourself.
Yeah, Also, is he the only Dave in the team? Dave Challoner.
Dave Seaman, I think you'd say.
I think it's David.
I think that's been mentioned. Dave Louise, no. Dave Alaba, no. Dave Santon, Dave Beckham, no. Edgar Dave, no. Dave Silva, Dave Gilner, Dave Villa, Dave Trezeguet, Dave Wagner. David Seaman, I think there'll be a slight overlap in a Venn diagram of Dave and David's. I think you've got a bit of Dave Seaman.
What I really want, though, is Dave Trezeguet to kick off. I really want Dave Trezeguet. That's amazing. That's awesome. That was good fun. Excellent. I enjoyed that.
Excellent. Well, that brings an end to this week's podcast. Thank you for listening and for all things David. For other things outside of the David world, please find our back catalogue on Spotify, on iTunes, and find us on Instagram and Twitter, or X, as we sometimes call it. Until then, goodbye.